If you're tired of perusing the same document 4 or 5 times and still finding something to correct or change, if you've ever allowed a careless mistake to get the best of you, or if you're already good at what you do and you're simply looking for 2 or 3 new ideas to make you even better, get ready to laugh and learn with certified speaking professional Mandy Stanley as she shares her own proofreading horror stories. In 1998, Mrs. Stanley wrote and developed the methodology, training workbooks, leader's guide, and visual aids for the American Management Association's one-day seminar, How to Be a Better Proofreader. Indeed, her first job, fresh out of college, was working as a classified section proofreader for a small newspaper. She has parlayed those experiences into this recording to help you build your proofreading toolkit, learn the newspaper proof, and catch the embarrassing bloopers before the bloopers catch you.
And it is officially starting time. So to get our crash course in Proof It, How to Be a Better Proofreader, off to an enthusiastic start, how many of you remember the term pop quiz? Brings back fond memories, doesn't it? Well, we're going to kick off this session of the Writer's Advantage with a quick proofreading pop quiz. And this is the part where you can boo and moan and groan in agony because you cannot believe I'll make you take a test on this tape. So go ahead and grab your notebooks and pens or pencils and get ready for our first 10-second proofreading drill. And I realize most of my listening audience today may be multitasking even as we speak. Many of you are like me in that you listen to your learning libraries and your educational CDs and podcasts while you're in your car or on the subway or on a plane or even working out at the gym. In fact, I've timed this proofreading recording to be the ideal fit for a typical cardiovascular workout or run. You'll be cooling down at the same time we're wrapping up. So, of course, if you are driving or working out on a treadmill or other motorized equipment, please save the proofreading drills for later. Don't divert your attention from the task at hand. In other words, don't multitask. Throughout the past 24 months, an informally conducted survey by Mandy Stanley Seminars, LLC, documented the top 7 places in business documents where you and I are still most likely to overlook careless, stupid mistakes. These are the top 7 hiding places for mistakes in documents and the specific types of mistakes that will slip past even the most seasoned professional proofreaders. So your job, your task at hand is to determine what these top 7 proofreading hotspots are and our solutions for them as proofreaders. To facilitate this, on a sheet of paper, list the numbers 1 through 7. In the next 10 seconds, jot down...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?